Hiya, Mrs. Flintstone. Is Flintstone around?
Hello, Joe. Fred?
Yeah, you know, your husband. Say, what's going on in the garage? Oh, no. Flintstone in tights doing a ballet?
Joe, wait. You wouldn't repeat this to anyone, would you?
Are you kidding? This is the scoop of the century.
Oh, boy. And they call us women gossipy.
Stony Side Country Club, mecca of bedrock's aristocracy. Here, the selected few gather to enjoy the opulence and luxury of the good life. Here, the cultured and more refined, in other words, rich bedrock people, can enjoy a dip in the club's swimming pool. Or roll a few lines in their private bowling alley. They even have an automatic pin setter. Then there is the quiet luxury of a friendly game of billiards. In short, this is a club anyone would love to join. And at this moment, out here on the Stony Side Golf Course, the powerful membership committee has met for a round of golf and to consider the application of a new member.
Fred Flintstone. Rather a crude common name, don't you think, Sophia?
Quite so, Adil. We must be careful about whom we permit in Stony Side Club.
It's our responsibility to retain the strictly upper crust nature of our membership. Caddy? We can't be too careful. We must preserve our noble strain.
It's so nice to be rich and cultured and better than other people.
How true. Four! Did anyone see where my ball went?
We did, and it didn't.
Oh, tisk, tisk, tisk. I'm so sorry, dear. We must replace all divots. I'll give it one more whack. Four! Good heavens! Did you keep your eye on the ball that time?
Yes, but try to keep your ball off my eye, won't you, dear?
My, what a poor lie. Oh, well, it's the rule, sweetie. Play the ball where it lies. Oh. Sophia?
Perhaps we should forget golf for today.
I think we should get on with investigating this Flintstone person immediately.
Good idea.
That would be much more fun and safer.
Nino, a pedigree. Oh, come on, Wilma.
That's right, Betty, a pedigree. The Dinosaur Club just mailed us his papers. Ever since he learned he was a descendant of a royal dinosaur family, he's been a regular snob. Just look at that uppity attitude.
I think that's the Flintstone place just ahead, Stevens.
Yes, Mum.
Rather a small house, isn't it? That's one strike against him. Perhaps it's a summer cottage.
It had better be.
The place might even be the servants' quarters.
I still can't believe it. Your pet Dino is actually the grandson of the Duke of Snobstone.
Hear that? Her pet name for her husband is Dino, and he's descended from royalty.
Oh, I know. It's wonderful for him. But I suppose now we want a home in the country and a yacht. Oh, one lump of sugar and two, my dear.
Two, please. You know how extravagant we blue bloods are. Ma, isn't this delicious? Quiet, I can't hear. A toast, Wilma. Here's to all the wealth, fame, and fanfare that goes with royalty.
I'm with you.
I just love that kind of talk. So sophisticated.
Our kind of people. Come, we must sign up the Flintstones before some other club does.
That's what I've been saying all along, darling.
I don't know if I'd like being rich, Betty. But I'd sure like to try. Come in, the door's open.
Oh, Mrs. Flintstone, congratulations. We, the Stonyside Country Club Membership Committee, are proud to snap you up. Accept your application into our exclusive country club.
But really?
Here is your new membership card.
Of course we'll expect you at our annual ball this Saturday.
Oh, of course.
Fine. Goodbye now, and please give our best to your distinguished husband.
Distinguished husband? My friend? Well, I knew Fred had applied for this, but I never thought he'd be accepted. I just don't get it.
I think I do. I bet they eavesdropped on our conversation about Dino's royal background, and they must have assumed we were discussing Fred. You think Fred will fit in with that high society crowd?
I don't know. Fred's a wonderful man, but he is a bit rough around the edges.
All right, let's get things moving up there. Let's go! What are all these guys doing on the freeway anyhow?
Same as you, Fred, griping.
Come on, move it! I'm gonna have to get me a big air horn.
You don't need one, you big blowhard.
Boy, you're really a bear when you're late for dinner, Fred.
I am not a bear, Bubblehead.
Then how come you're yelling?
Because I always yell before I clobber somebody.
Now, fellas, cool it. Relax.
Hey, it's old Gazoo.
Hi, Gazoo. You still banished from your home planet?
Oh, yes. I'm piling up new good deeds every day. In fact, I'm going to help you right now. I'm going to get you out of all this traffic.
Please, Gazoo, I'd rather do it myself.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, no. You're a nice guy, Gazoo, but this magic stuff always gets us in trouble.
Not this time. How's this?
Hey, this isn't bad. Thanks, Gazoo.
Yeah, I guess we can't get into any trouble up here.
All right, pull over to that clown. Let's see your pilot's license, buddy.
A pilot's license?
I think I'd better get lost.
Flying without a license, going one way on a one-way airway. Sign here, please.
Yes, sir. I should have known that Gazoo and his darn magic. That guy is nothing but bad news.
Thank you, sir. Now fly carefully. Happy landings.
Well, Gazoo did it again. Gazoo, come on out here. Gazoo! There you are. You got me in a jam again. Now get us down, will you? And knock off all this hocus pocus, okay?
Okay, but it's hard to work when you're angry with me. First, we get rid of your propeller.
Hey, wait!
One of these days, you're gonna get yours, Gazoo.
Now I really did it. Don't worry, fellas, I'll fix your car.
Now wait, don't help us.
No trouble at all. It'll be as good as new.
Run, Fred. The car is after us.
Oh, darn. Nothing is going right. The car. Stop, car. Stop, I say.
That little space guy can stay, but the magic has got to go.
Hey, do us one more favor, will you, Gazoo? Don't do us any favors.
Gee, I'm sorry. Oh, I've really got to make it up to them. Somehow.
Oh, Bam Bam. Could you kids watch TV in the other room, please? Oh, it must be nice to have the strongest boy in the world around, Betty.
It sure is. I'd better be getting home. Let me know how things are in high society.
I'll probably never find out, Betty. Bye.
Hi, Wilma. What's for dinner?
Oh, hi, Fred. Congratulations.
Huh? What for?
I'm being accepted into the Stonyside Country Club. Bye.
Me? In Stonyside?
That's what she said. Hi, Fred.
Golf. Holy.
Hello, Fred.
Swimming pool.
Yoo-hoo, Fred. Mr. Flintstone.
Snooker.
Calling Fred.
Steam room.
Come in, please.
Hey, what's the main idea?
Sorry, Fred. I just wanted your attention.
Boy, some greeting that is. Hiya, Pebbly Poo.
I'd like to talk to you, dear, about joining the Stonyside Country Club. Well, isn't that crowd just a little out of our class?
Don't be a snob, Wilma. They're just as good as we are.
But are we ready for them, Fred? They're high society. We're just plain poor. Well, it'll be sort of awkward.
Oh? So how come they let us join?
That's our problem. It's all a mistake. Their membership committee heard me talking about Dino's royal lineage. They thought I was talking about you. They think we're royalty, Fred. It's all over town. And we're expected at their annual ball Saturday. Oh, Fred, it'll be so embarrassing. I didn't have a chance to explain it. We'll be the laughing stock of Bedrock.
Now, Wilma, hang on. We'll come up with a solution. I'll think of something.
I know you will, dear. Thanks.
Boy, women are sure sensitive about these things. I gotta do something. Maybe Bonnie has some ideas.
Sure, Fred, that's easy. Pack up and leave for Australia.
How would you like to go there in one big bounce? Now think seriously, will you? We gotta figure a way out of this thing. Oh, no, not you. Guess you'll get lost.
We already got troubles. Thanks, goodbye.
But I can help. I know your problem, and I've got a solution.
You're going to turn Fred into a high-class gentleman, right?
Exactly. A debonair gentleman.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to deflect your magic with this mirror.
Uh-oh, wrong one. Please, Fred, I can help you. I owe it to you. You need me.
Nothing doing. You'll kill us with your good intentions. Now change Barney back before his wife sees him and has an inferiority trauma or something.
The shale and hail fall daily in the pail.
Okay, I'll change Barney back to his own dumb self.
What do we do now, Fred?
I don't know, but we gotta work it out without that black magic stuff.
How about you going to a charm school, Fred?
How would you like to go to the hospital?
Wait, I think he's got it. I think he's got it.
Got what, a hole in his skull?
No, charm school. Only I'll be your teacher.
Oh, no you don't. No magic.
Right, I won't need magic. Just work. Why, I have centuries of culture behind me. I'll make a new man of you without any gimmicks. Is it a deal?
Well, okay. But remember, no magic.
I promise. At last, I can do one great good deed.
Hi, Wilma.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Still going to the posh Stonyside Ball Saturday night?
I don't know. Fred is taking a crash program in culture out in the garage. He says it's sort of a home study course. He thinks we might go unnoticed if he can shape up in time. Now, let's get rid of this dust. Coochie, 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 coochie!
Ooh, that's a relief!
All right, Flintstone. First, we learn the proper way to walk. This book on your head will help give you poise.
Oh, Fred don't need that, Gazoo. He's been walking since he was 10 years old.
Very funny. Maybe now you'll keep a level head.
Come now, Fred. Back to work. Head high, walk straight. Remember, keep the book balanced. That's the key to grace, poise, and the walk of a gentleman of culture and social distinction.
Yeah, Fred. And without culture, you'll be a man of social extinction.
Almost lost the book. There, I got it again. This culture is killing me.
You can start the music, Mr. Rubble. There is only one sure way to bring form and grace into your manner. The ballet.
You are out of your rock-picking head.
Now just relax. And go through the various steps with me, keeping time with the music.
Oh, brother. I just hope Wilma appreciates what I'm going through for her.
And one, two, three. One, two, three. There, you've got the idea. See, it's not difficult.
Hey, you know, this stuff isn't bad at all.
Gee, Fred sure sounds happy. Well, look at that. I wasn't aware Fred was fond of ballet. Huh? I just don't believe it. I knew Fred was bony up on culture, but wow! Oh, Wilma! Wilma, hurry! Care to see a once-in-a-lifetime special?
Oh, I'm not the nosy type, Betty. But as a favor to you, okay.
It's getting so I gotta do everything myself.
It looks to me like Barney is schooling Fred on ballet.
Fred? Ballet? Oh, isn't that sweet? And he's doing it all for me.
He's pretty good at it, too.
Hiya, Mrs. Flintstone. Is Flintstone around?
Oh, hello, Joe. Fred?
Yeah, you know, your husband. Say, what's going on in the garage?
Oh, no. Flintstone and tights doing a ballet?
Joe, wait. You wouldn't repeat this to anyone, would you?
Are you kidding? This is the scoop of the century.
Oh, boy. And they call us women gossipy.
Did you hear about Flintstone?
Yeah, fantastic.
I gotta see this in person.
A member of the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes doing that? Incredible.
Yeah, I knew he was odd, but jeez.
He must have flipped all at once.
Yeah, overworked.
Is he still toe dancing?
Yeah, boy, is he ever.
The pail of shale is mainly from falling hail.
Very good, Fred. Well, I guess you're as ready as you'll ever be. From now on, you're on your own. I'll check with you later.
Yeah, so long. And thanks a bunch.
It's sure funny no one can see Gazoo but us.
I don't care if people can't see him. I don't want anybody to see me in this outfit.
Oh, poor Fred, he's feeling mighty low.
Oh, this is terrible. Fred's been humiliated before all of his friends, and it's my fault. I made him do all this. I should never have tried to change him. I'm going to apologize and do what I can do to patch things up. Oh, Fred! Fred!
No one here but us Bushes. Go away.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry that I've been selfish. And if you'll forgive me, well, we'll just forget that Stony Side ball and let people think what they like.
Wilma, you're terrific. And you know what? We're going to that ball, but as ourselves. And we'll show those highbrows how to really enjoy themselves, huh? Yabba-dabba-doo!
My, isn't this an exciting event? How nice of you to come. Our annual ball is off to a grand start.
This is more boring than last year.
We'll sneak out later.
Hiya, folks! Pour the cactus juice and clear the dance floor. The Flintstones are here. Come on, Wilma, let's kick this party into high gear.
Oh, Fred.
Good heavens. What an appalling entrance.
Hey, let's step it up, you guys. We want to dance. You know any rock music?
Are you kidding, babe? We've been dying to try. This is it, group. Let's rock out.
Say, that looks like fun.
Beats heck out of the walls.
Come on, everybody. Let's do the duck walk.
Waddle, waddle, waddle like a duck walks. Quack, 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 quack. Waddle, waddle, quack. Lean right over and a flap of your wings. Quack, 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 quack. Waddle, waddle, quack. Follow right along like a mother duck's chicks. Quack, 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 quack. Waddle, waddle, quack. It's a sure way to get your kicks. Quack, 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 quack. Waddle, waddle.
Good heavens! What's happening to our party?
Something that hasn't happened in years. People are enjoying themselves.
Follow right along like a mother duck's chicks.
I shudder to think how this will look in tomorrow's society, Paige. Oh, but it is fun. Quack, waddle, quack, quack.
Well, Wilma, we made a lot of new friends tonight, and I think we learned a lesson. If you can't be yourself, then you're nobody.
Oh, Fred, you're the greatest.
Hey, how about inviting everyone over for coffee?
Oh, wonderful. I'll go invite them.
I'll get the car. Boy, what a wonderful evening this has been. Gazoo!
Hello, Fred. I'm sorry about that ballet outfit. I heard about you being laughed at by all your friends.
Oh, forget it. Put her there.
You mean you're not angry?
Heck no. You did me a big favor. I met a lot of new friends tonight. And I gave my old ones a good laugh. Thanks to you.
Yahoo! Yabba-dabba-doo! At last, I did something worthwhile. Bye, Fred.
So long, Gazoo.
Let's go, everyone. We're all invited over to the Flintstones for coffee and cake.
Hooray for the Flintstones, the swinginest couple of all.
Well, Wilma, what do you have to say about tonight?
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Quack, 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 quack.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stoney family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then that cap will stay out for the night. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time.